Stephen Cates. Appreciate you joining us here today from Bankrate. Sorry to get you a little bit later than I thought, Stephen, but appreciate you having you on a busy day.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Of course. A lot to talk about.
Oh, for sure. And inflation, I mean, the number went up year over year, what, 2.9%. Was that in line with expectations? Did we expect a little bump, or did this kind of come as a surprise?
So this was a little higher than expectations. So what ended up happening, if we think about this on a month-over-month basis, the expectations were that that inflation was going to rise 0.3% from July to August. We were about a tenth of a percent higher, so 0.4%. What that translates to is exactly as you said, about 2.9% for that headline consumer price index report.
Now, you could say, oh, it's one inflation report, but is this part of a trend we've seen this year?
Well, it is. I mean, we've been seeing inflation rising now for months, you know, and it's been a little bit slow going and it's been intermittent. Different categories within the consumer price index have been rising. Some have been falling. We're starting to see more of them rise, and we're starting to see certain areas rise that people are going to notice. One of those in this report that certainly stands out is going to be the groceries.
And exactly. I mean, you talk to anybody and they still say I'm paying too much at the grocery store and the prices are still going up. And I think part of that is we're still facing a little of the sticker shock from the jumps in 2022. But, you know, prices aren't going to go down, Stephen, for the most part. And there's reasons why we probably don't want them to go down. Deflation isn't a great thing overall. But just telling someone, well, they're going up slowly, that doesn't make anyone feel better.
No, it doesn't. I think you and I talk about this often, that you know, prices aren't going to go back to what they were 5 years ago. But we want inflation to be low enough where it's honestly something people just don't even think about, and we're far away from that point. We're seeing the rate of inflation rise and pick up a little bit quicker, and that's certainly something people are going to be noticing, and they're going to be noticing it in you know, if I can name a couple categories here. Meats and fruits and vegetables, those saw the biggest jump from a grocery perspective. And I think those are two essentials that a lot of people definitely pay attention to.
So Wall Street then, of course, gets up to like record highs today on this news.
Yes.
Because they don't think that this was high enough to slow down the Feds, or at least not prevent the Feds from lowering the rates next week. And it just always sometimes, this is one of those weird moments where maybe there's a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street on how we feel about the economy overall.
Huge disconnect. And I think that's something that a lot of people chafe at, is watching the market at all-time highs, even as we get, you know, a weakening economic picture, even as prices, you know, are shown to be rising, and the market seems to not miss a beat. That can seem like it's wrong. But one of the things that the market is looking at is that, you know, inflation is not necessarily rising fast enough to derail what is an expected Fed rate cut come next Wednesday, which is very bullish or very good for the stock market. And secondarily, the stock market is probably looking further out. It's very forward looking and probably looking towards 2026, when we may have a little bit of a different economic picture and ideally be sort of on the road to recovery, which again is going to be positive for the market. Even while today things aren't exactly perfect.
And guests say that a lot, that it's very forward looking. That's just sometimes hard to square, because you feel like, well, if inflation's popping up, and again, it's not going out of control like we saw in 2022 when the Fed was a little behind the eight ball, I think most people would agree, or at least acted a little bit slower than a lot of people wanted. The job numbers obviously got revised downward. We have a higher unemployment rate than we maybe thought, and up to, I think, 4.3%. It's still a fairly strong jobs number, so I'm not trying to paint too bleak of a picture. But when you talk about a softening labor market and inflation going up, yeah, okay, we get lower Fed rates, but lower Fed rates are often done in times of economic uncertainty and peril, Stephen, right? Like, it just sometimes it feels so strange to people to see their 401k is going so high and their friends are losing their gigs and hard to find another one.
Well, you're right. And that's what is kind of obnoxious for many people about watching the market reach all-time highs, as it feels like the economy is getting on sort of, you know, less sure footing. One of the things that I think is important to recognize, and you called this out, is that despite the labor market and the economy weakening, you know, we're actually still in a relatively good position. You know, a 4.3% unemployment rate is actually within 10% of the lowest we've had over the last 50 years. It's still a very low unemployment rate. It's very unusual that we do not have an unemployment rate closer to 5%. So although things are not as great as they were just about a year ago when we had an even lower unemployment rate, things are not altogether worse, but they're trending in the wrong direction, and that's certainly concerning. It's something that has yet to sort of show up in corporate earnings, which is one of the things that is most underpinning some of these higher prices.
Steven, I appreciate your time. We could get into it more, and I know you come on WGN and help us out all the time with this stuff. From Bankrate, take care, my friend.
Have a great day.